episode 288, Muscle Knows No Age.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Aloha, ladies. How are you doing today? It's so good to see you. I'm glad you stopped by for a chat because you know I always love our time together. I'm glad you came in because guess what? Today we're talking muscles. Aren't you feeling strong? Maybe not so much. Well, you are going to feel extra strong today. There's going to be no excuses here because muscle knows no age. Yes, we're diving right in. We're not even going to worry about domestic beauties. You know where you can find me at createyournow.com. All right. There are so many people that come up to me and they say, gosh, have you been doing this your whole life? I mean, have you just kind of been this like fitness buff and all of that? And I actually begin to giggle inside because remember, I was the one who, I didn't play sports and my sport was not the typical sport because I was an ice skater and that's not your typical sport. It is a sport, but you don't play it in high school. There's not teams because I was a single skater. And so, yeah, it's not typical. So I giggle when that comes up. And you know what? I never worked out. Shh, don't tell anybody. But when I was growing up, besides doing maybe PE in the olden days, because, you know, they still had it way back when in my time, going to school, but now not so much. And we would do workouts that way. But I didn't, I mean, I did a little bit. I guess I did kind of my own thing when I was pregnant with the kiddos. And I kept myself healthy, especially when I was pregnant because I was so adamant as a how I ate, what I ate. I did my best to go to bed at a reasonable time. I wanted to be really my best selfie when I was pregnant. Why? Because it wasn't about me. It was about the baby that I was carrying. And for that, yes, praise the Lord, I was, you know, I do believe that that played a part in me having five healthy, beautiful children. But when I'm asked, so have you been doing this your whole life? Have you just always been like, watch what you ate so you weren't like totally overweight? I'm like, no, you're sitting here talking to the person that was way over 210 pounds after she had delivered her fifth child. Not because she was still pregnant with her fifth child. Yeah, no, that was not me. I did kind of, however, you know, I was aware of myself, but I tried off and on, you know, and I was like, that's just not going to work. Till eventually that one day it clicked with me. And I began to say, okay, I really don't love who I am. I don't love who I see in the mirror. I don't like how I feel. I definitely don't like the clothes I'm wearing because I felt like I was wearing drapes all the time. I'd wear these things, these clothing, and I won't give the clothing line away. It's a nice clothing line, but I own like every single one of them, and it just kind of hung on me, but I felt like they fit me the best, and I probably actually looked the worst in them. And I have one of those outfits. One of the only pictures I have of me is wearing those outfits before I really began to get into shape, what I consider building muscle, because muscle knows no age. It's really amazing to me that a lot of people think that, you know, you have to be very conscious of the food that you eat. You have to be conscious about the fitness regimen that you have. And overall, you just got to be healthy. You got to have this well-being lifestyle and mindset all the time. And then it's funny because they'll kind of mull around this question of like, you know, so you've done this your whole life, right? And I just kind of look at them and sometimes they let me interject and answer and sometimes they don't. And so then it's followed up by, man, I've just never been that way. Or I've always been heavy. It's one or the other. It's either I've always been heavy or I've never been that way. I just can't seem to get in the groove. I'm too old. There's no way I can begin to build that muscle that you have. Muscle knows no age. That's what goes on in my mind. But I have to let them talk it all out and spit it out about 12 and a half minutes later. And then I can come in and I can tell them, you know what? Actually, muscle knows no age. You can start right where you are. It doesn't matter if you're 72 years old and it doesn't matter if you're 22 years old. Muscle knows no age. The only thing that that your body has, that everybody has in common across the board as you get older, the one thing that you have kind of going against you is gravity. And you can't help that. And the only way you can help gravity is what? Is to go under the knife. And that's not my recommendation. Some people do it, and that's fine. It's their choice. I would not personally recommend that you do that. But I do know people who have, for various reasons. And that's okay, because that reason suits them. And that is fabulous. But the one thing that you specifically have regarding your age and your life that's common across the board is gravity. Otherwise, nothing is impossible. I knew you weren't going to like that. Yeah, nothing is impossible because muscle knows no age. When you talk about, I'm just too old, ultimately, you are using it as an excuse. Or possibly you're fearful of, gosh, okay, so if I do start working out, this is you talking to in your mind, okay? So if I do really start working out here, that's going to require me to go to the gym. And these gym people, man, they're hard go fitness people. And I'm just going to look funny because I don't even know how to turn on a stupid machine, let alone know what the machine does. And I'm already not feeling good about myself. So I just, no, I'm just too old. You see how you start talking yourself into that? But I'm here to tell you, muscle knows no age. It's an excuse that you have adopted. You don't need to adopt it. You need to throw it out the window. Because as you grow older, muscle becomes so important. Some people say, now, where do you gain muscle from? Well, you got to eat right. You do. You can't just be this quote unquote thin person and have muscle. You can be skinny fat, where you can be real thin, but you don't have any muscle. Some people have gotten so thin that their body begins turning on them and it begins to eat away at their muscle. And you become weaker over time. You may stay skinny, but you're not healthy. You're lacking muscle. And actually, your body fat percentage is higher then because you may be skinny, but you have no muscle. Make sense? But know that nothing is impossible because muscle knows no age. You need to let it go about using it as an excuse. I don't care if you're a great grandma or if you're a brand new mama. Muscle knows no age. You just have to be willing to say, okay, Christiane, I'm ready to start doing some of the work. I'm ready to try this kind of for the maybe first time or the second or the third. Maybe the first time or the second time you kind of stumbled in it and it didn't make sense. Oddly enough, and I believe I've told you guys this, it's no secret. I have never held a gym membership. I've gone to gyms and I've been given passes and things like that, but I've never actually held a gym membership. Why? Well, because for me personally, I like working out on my own time. I know some of you are going to say, but they have those 24-hour fitness type things. The gyms are always open. Okay, number one, I'm a female and I need my sleep, number one. Number two, I would not leave my children at home. Let's say daddy's working or works a night shift or whatever. Maybe I'm a single parent. I'm not going to leave them at home to go work out. So for me and my lifestyle and my schedule, it worked best for me to work out at home. Now for you, maybe going to the gym is a great thing. Are you doing it though? Are you actually utilizing that? Or are you looking at yourself going, muscle knows no age. I'm just going to give up. It's easier than that. It's an excuse and I love it. I adopted it. It's mine. I own it. If you are owning that basic excuse, because that's what it is. You got to call it out what it is. If you're saying that, well, you know what? I can't do this. I am too old. There's just no way. If you own that excuse, then what's going to happen is as you get older in age, not only is gravity going to attack you, but your immune system begins to change. Your body begins to use nutrients differently. You get a little bit sloppier on what you begin to eat. Why? Well, because you're tired of cooking all the time. You cooked for how many years for how many people in the family? So now that you're older, oh, well, you're just going to kind of go easy. And then what happens is your body begins to deteriorate. And as you continue to age and you get up in your 60s, into your 70s, and prayerfully into your 90s, Some of you maybe even hitting 100. Do you want to be that 100 that has muscle or that has none? If you have no muscle, you're going to be sick. You're going to be hunched over. Your bones are going to be brittle. You have got to have muscle. Muscle is an important part of life. Protein is the building block to that muscle. You need to be eating good protein to build that muscle. But it's not just what you eat. You got to do work too. I know you weren't going to like that, did you? You're like, oh, I just thought if I had the gym membership, muscle would be there. No. But you can make it that muscle knows no age, and you can begin right where you are. If you are 70 years old, you can start today building muscle. You can. And if you're like, well, I have no idea where to start, well, come on over, reach out to me, and I'll work with you. I'd love that. We've got some neat things coming up. I've told you that. No, it's not coming up right now like the next week. But I do have people that I work with privately, just FYI, regarding that. But we're going to have some other opportunities that you can jump into that are going to make it much more affordable. And it's going to make it to where it allows you to feel comfortable, a safe place to grow, where muscle knows no age, and you feel supported and loved and not judged. That's important because a lot of times we go to places. We even may try to go to a yoga class, or we may try to go to a Pilates class or a Zumba class at church, because a lot of churches now are kind of getting into the health and wellness thing. Because really, I mean, especially here in America, we are, I'm going to call it like it is, we're fat. And it's time that we start taking care of ourselves. Muscle knows no age. So it's time to make a change now, not when you're 70, 80, or 90 years old. Because eventually you will have deteriorated so much that you may be living like my grandmother was. Remember, my grandmother just passed away. Passed away at the age of 92. She's about to turn 93. She was not on an ounce of medication. No high blood pressure. No craziness. Nothing, nothing, nothing. The only thing that she was taking was an antibiotic just for a slight infection because she could not move enough. And so unfortunately, bed wounds became an issue. If you have ever understood how bed wounds work, you understand that's horrible. So she was on an antibiotic for that. But otherwise, she was on nothing. The woman was healthy up until the time that she took her last breath. But the thing was, is that she wasn't on medications to have like low cholesterol and all that jazz, but she wasn't strong enough. Her muscles began deteriorating and she wasn't doing things sooner. And then they started doing some physical therapy on her, but it started to go downhill because she couldn't get the right nutrition in her body in order to continue to build those muscles instead of having her body eat those muscles. And so therefore, she became dependent upon her family. That's not a way to go in life and to live life in your olden days, in your good days. Those should be some of your best days because you worked really hard to get to where you are. She worked very hard and she had paid off a house. She lost her husband at the age of 65. He passed away. So she was a widow for that many years. She never remarried. She was strong. She had a heart of gold. This woman could read the Bible to you up and down. Literally without the Bible in front of her, she knew it that well. She was a scholar. She was a pioneer when it came to coding. You know, we talk about IT work and all that. Well, she was a pioneer woman in that. Amazing. Her story's amazing. The heartbreak, though, ultimately was the less muscle that she had, the older she got. Muscle knows no age, but if you're going to live in the excuse of I'm too old and you're only in your 20s or 30s or 40s, or I've never worked out before, I don't even know where to start, that is an excuse. I do not want you to be where my grandmother was. I want you to take that last breath being strong and healthy on your own terms. Muscle knows no age. So what can you do about it? You say, tell me, I'm all ears. Yes, you're going to get it. Here is the kiss. Have daily intentional movement. You got to have daily intentional movement. Now, it all starts by the very basic of basics. For some of you, actually, literally, when we were babies, we were infants, what was one of the first things that we did? We crawled, right? Okay, well, we're skipping that part. But you need to walk. You need to start with walking. If you've really never exercised in your entire life, you've just been lucky, you've gotten by, and now you're like, oh man, I really do need to drop this many pounds. I know I'm not healthy where I'm at, and I know if the weight comes down, my knees won't hurt as much. My lower back pain is going to go away. I'm going to have more energy. It's going to be yes to all of that. And you're going to be able, you won't be as grumpy, because you'll feel better about yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. You will love your reflection. Muscle knows no age. So you start by walking. If you've never worked out before, literally, you start by walking. I have these wonderful neighborly ladies that walk in throughout our neighborhood, and I see them, and it's great because I'll be out there running, and I see them, and I'm panting, you know, I'm working hard. And they're walking. They're having this little cute chitter-chatter, but I love it. It inspires me. Why? Number one, they're older than me. But they are having daily intentional movement. Notice I'm not calling it exercise or fitness, because that's an excuse. None of us want to do that, right? So it's intentional movement, daily intentional movement. Start by walking. Then number two, you can increase your pace about every 1 to 2 weeks. Now it's going to vary. This is just kind of in general, because I can't tell you specifically. But in general, you can start upping the pace. It may take you to walk, literally. I mean, if you've never walked before and you are over 30, 40, 50 pounds of weight, you may need to literally start at walking 15 minutes, and that is it, because you don't usually do that much at one time. And if you have a job that is more sedentary and you're sitting down all the time, yeah, start slow, because you don't want to injure yourself. It's not a race, remember. We're not sprinting here, not yet, okay? So start by walking. Increase your pace about 1 to 2 weeks, okay? Now, if you're already a great walker, then you can do fast walking. Get your arms moving, okay? You eventually want to aim to where you can carry on a conversation and you're just breathless, but it's not where you can't speak. Okay, we talked about that in episode 287, where we talked about HIIT training. Remember high in, intensity interval training? Okay, the HIIT training. Okay, that's what we're talking about here, because there's so much out there. So I want you to start very basic. And so if you're like, well, I've been doing this, I'm okay, then guess what? Up your pace a little bit to the point where you're a little bit breathless, but you can still carry on a conversation. Okay? If you're strong at that and your knees are good and things are well, you're injury free, et cetera, and you always know, what do I say? Check with your medical provider or physician before starting any fitness nutrition regimen, period. Okay? Very important. So you can begin then to jog a little bit. And that jogging may be literally you jog for 5 minutes and then you're going to run the rest of the mile. So if I'm on a track, like a high school track, or if you're on a treadmill, it's real easy. You can do one lap of walking, one lap running, then do one lap walking. You can vary it. And as you get stronger, you'll do one lap walking, two laps running, one lap walking, two laps. And then eventually it's one lap walking, three laps running. Next thing you know, you're running a mile. And running, I'm not saying you're all out sprinting. It's just a nice pace. Again, you're breathless, but you can still carry on a conversation. We're not talking about going all out here with HIIT training, okay? That's another episode. Got it? Now, how you then begin to build muscle. Number one, make sure you've got protein coming in, okay? You got to eat protein. If you're a vegetarian, that means you have to be finding protein somewhere. Do you understand? You have to have it. You cannot build only on vegetables. I know if you're a vegetarian, you're probably mad at me now. That doesn't mean that you have to eat animals because you're a vegetarian. I get that. But you do need to look at the source of your protein. And there's lots of different options. And if you're not sure, reach out to me. I'll be glad to chit-chat with you on that, okay? Now, when you're doing and you're building muscle, you've got to be taking in protein, though, to build your muscle. And you start with light weights, okay? Light weights enough to do, I'm talking about 3 to 5 pounds. Now, if you are pretty well conditioned, then you can up it to 10, 12, 15 pounds. But you do that and you do simple things. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be giving you some of this. And it's going to be fun because you can take it and use it how you want. Different things like bicep curls, et cetera, et cetera. And like I said, there's going to be some fun things coming around the corner that's going to be a lot more fun than even having a gym membership. And you're going to love it. Okay? So your kiss is this. Have daily intentional movement. Why? Because muscle knows no age. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You need to take care of your body so that as you continue to age over time, not only are you gaining wisdom, but you're not losing muscle. You're gaining muscle. That's what you want to do. You want to keep that muscular structure. It keeps a strong foundation to keep your life beautiful. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.